I'd like to get back to talking about how a typical day will go. Okay, by now it's mid-afternoon, typically the first dangerous time of day, diet-wise, at least it always was for me. This is when you might normally crave a sugar fix, owing to the natural dip in blood sugar and consequently energy that takes place about this time. This is when people tend to run to the coffee shop, the candy counter, or the vending machines. Instead, you'll have nuts, let's say plain almonds, not salted or smoked. Nuts contain good, healthy fats, and they fill you up. It's possible to have too many of them, however, and undermine your weight loss. I recommend counting about 15 almonds, macadamias, or cashews, or whatever you choose. Some people have told me they prefer pistachios in part because they're so small that you can allow yourself 30 of them. Cracking and eating 30 pistachios makes it a more elaborate and therefore a more satisfying snack. Now it's time to begin thinking about dinner. Recent trends in fine food have brought us all towards something close to the South Beach diet way of thinking. Fresh vegetables, fish, and lean meats are the staples of dinner on our program. So phase one features dishes such as grilled salmon and lemon, roasted eggplant and a salad, chicken made with balsamic vinegar, or even marinated London broil and mushroom caps stuffed with spinach. You could happen upon any of these on the menu of a good restaurant and be happy with them. And this is the strict phase of the diet. As you'll see, we rely on chicken, fish, lean beef, and plenty of vegetables and salads to go with them. We strongly recommend that you have dessert after dinner. The second dangerous time of the day is between dinner and bedtime. This is when all good intentions and strong resolutions are challenged. Partly, it's just the normal nightly routine. You unwind with a book in front of the TV, perhaps in the company of friends or family, and the communal snacking begins. If you've got children, as I do, you've almost certainly got lots of temptations around the kitchen. Or it may be just that you've trained yourself to expect something sweet after a savory dinner. In any event, we've come up with two basic strategies for dessert during phase one. The first and simplest is to have some sugar-free gelatin. For people who love fruit, it may make up for the loss of fresh fruit flavors during the first 2 weeks. The other suggestion makes ample use of low-fat ricotta cheese. You can use this as the basis for a number of delicious, permissible desserts. This one is reminiscent of the Italian delicacy known as tiramisu, one of my favorites, which combines cheese, chocolate, espresso, and ladyfingers. Instead, you take half a cup of low-fat ricotta and stir in a few tablespoons of unsweetened cocoa powder, some slivered almonds, and a packet of sugar substitute. It tastes great, and I guarantee when you're done, you'll feel as though you have had a dessert. We've tried a number of variations on this, using vanilla or almond extract, lemon zest, or even topping the ricotta with sugar-free chocolate syrup and then baking it. And that's day one on the South Beach diet. By the time you finish the last bite of mocha ricotta, you will have already begun ridding yourself of the cravings that push you into the growing ranks of the overweight in America. Your blood is different from the way it was 24 hours ago. It's healthier. Another day on the plan, and you'll be even closer to your goal of weight loss, and my goal for you of better health. Let me share with you what my friend Daniel Spring wrote about successfully applying the principles of the South Beach diet. I found this diet extremely easy. I went to my internist and said I needed a diet, and I said, I don't want you to give me pills. I'm 6'1", and I weighed 264 pounds. In my early 20s, I was even heavier, probably close to 300 pounds. I lost some of that, but then yo-yoed around with the rest. Physically, I'm in good shape. Cholesterol, blood pressure, heart, fine. Daniel continued, but I was feeling lethargic, unable to move around the way I should. I go out to dinner a lot, and I was just loading up on a lot of bad things. I'm definitely a stress eater, so there were a lot of potatoes, pasta, and stuff like that at night. Bread, I soaked it up. For breakfast, I was always good. Lunch, I tended to be pretty good. It was late afternoon, snack time, into dinner, that was the problem. My afternoon pick-me-up would be a chocolate bar or cookies or something like that. Clearly not what I should be eating. And Daniel continued, and then for dinner, whatever I wanted. I put no limits on myself, dessert included. I would say that my downfall was starchy foods. 4 to 8 p.m. was the bad zone. An extreme day, a stressful day, would be different starting in the morning. I might have donuts and some kind of cake. I'd get an attitude that says, hey, life's stressful. Might as well enjoy what you can. I've been on the South Beach diet around 1 year and 2 months now. As I said, I've gone on 100 diets before this one, 1 million diets. I've gone from very good results to just moderate. It's very easy for me to lose weight. It's been nearly impossible for me to keep it off. I'd lose for 4 months, 6 months, and then it would creep back up. Daniel continued, I found the South Beach diet extremely easy. I could reintroduce a lot of stuff into my eating after the initial strict phase of the diet. I found that as we added foods back, I was able to live a fairly normal life with some modifications of my own. The main thing is teaching myself that after lunchtime, I cannot put bread, potatoes, or pasta into the system. So that's how I've lived for the past year, not eating any of those foods after 5 p.m. I can live without pasta and potatoes, but bread is the one thing I'm still weak for. And so I've just forced myself to do without it. At a restaurant, I asked the waiter not to bring bread to the table. That's not to say I haven't had bread in the past year, but when I have had it, or potatoes or pasta at night, it shows up as a stall in my weight loss. So there's a clear correlation between those three items and maintaining my weight. On certain occasions, my birthday for one, a few weeks ago, I went to an Italian restaurant, and they made homemade pasta. I had a bowl, and I soaked it up with garlic bread. It was phenomenal, but that was my birthday. I should enjoy myself on my birthday. I also had dessert that night, but the next night and ever since that night, I haven't had any of that stuff. For lunch or breakfast, I'll have a little bread sometimes, never later than that, and I don't feel denied at all. That's the difference between now and the past. Daniel concludes, there are times where I see bread and think, oh gee, I'd really love a piece, but I've taught myself to go without it.